of things I can remember again at World is a lot better shape. Part of the sadness of the human condition. That's what it's all about. Okay, today's daf is daf Mem Gimel. And we're holding by the two dots, five lines down. Now the Gemara had asserted earlier that there's a halacha of hasiva. In other words, that in a case where people are koveya se'uda b'yacha, then one person says the bracha for everyone, both the bracha rishon and the bracha achrona, just like we do on Shabbat.
Yes.
Rav Am Hadrat Melech. In other words, once there's a possibility of one being motzi the others in Sat Hadin, then there's also an inyan that one. And in such cases, it's more of a kavod for the bracha for everybody to be hearing it together and answering amen to the bracha. Now there, we were speaking particularly about bread, because the nature of bread is that it's kavua. That's why it requires a bracha. Bracha bimikomo, and so on and so forth. Other things don't necessarily need that. So the question is this a din particularly in bread? So Amar Rab, lo shanu elapat, the boy has said. This whole halacha of requiring the being meisev in order to be motzi one another, the brachot, when it comes to yayin, the minhag is to eat, excuse me, to drink even as a cocktail party. You'll notice, by the way, that our word for party includes hasaba, misiba. In other words, that's the whole idea. We're partying together. That's the kviut. So where the norm is, no, this is not a funny thing. This is for real. So when we're having a cocktail party, we'd say in English a cocktail party, clearly it's not the derech necessarily to have a Roman kind of orgy party. However, it's lying down drinking their cocktails. You can be standing and walking around with cocktails too. Therefore, the yayin doesn't require hasiva. Now others say that actually we're actually just the opposite. That lo shana lepat mahanya lehasaba. If you're talking,
skip something.
I'm sorry. Excuse me. Thank you. Rabbi Yochanan Amar afilu yayin nami ba'i hasiva. In order for someone to be mevarech for all, you need to have even for yayin a kviut. And others say yigidi amri amarav lo shanu elapat to mahanya lehasaba. That on the contrary, the hasiva only helps for pat, because there the pat is chashuv, and it creates a kviut as long as the setting is one of kviut. Avayayin lo mahanya lehasiva, mashenkin, when it comes to wine, what good is it to be sitting down together? Anyway, it's not really a kviut to be drinking wine that way, and therefore each one should be mevorer separately. We're looking for a record. Today, I think we're supposed to get up to 29. The question is, can we have tea when it goes up to
35?
He holds it's totally in the question of whether you say Mashi Baruch or Mori Dagesh. I mean, that's what we're saying. Well, there's a beautiful, beautiful story. There's Mamish Nogia, this Nikuda. Reb Lazer Silver lived in Cincinnati. Anyway, one of his big things was always the Milchoma with the Reform. In Cincinnati was the center of Reform. And he used to have an ongoing feud there with the Reform Rabbani. I don't know if any of you knew Reb Lazer Silver. He used to walk around all the time with a very heavy coat. So this is a beautiful story. He's walking one morning in Cincinnati, and this Reform rabbi sees him with his coat, passes by him, and he quotes him the Gemara. He must have been preparing for this a long time. He quotes him the Gemara in which he says that Chamra, filo b'tkufa de Tammuz, karira leh. A chamor is cold even in the middle of the summer. So you really work this out. Right. So Reb Lazer Silver answers it. Of course, because the chamor figures it's summertime, what do I need a coat for? So even when it's freezing, he freezes. It's cold. Whereas an intelligent person, if it's cold outside, he doesn't say, listen, it's not time to wear a coat. He comes out of coat. That's exactly the question we have. You didn't get what he said. A chamor is cold in the summer because since it's summertime, he figures, what do I need a coat for? So therefore, he goes out without a coat, despite the fact that today happens to be freezing cold. So you convince yourself to go out without a coat because you're a chamor. On the contrary, a ben adam goes out dressed to see the weather. Okay, nobody is sure. I thought it was a marvelous, marvelous response. I mean, what else are you going to say anyway? Well, you know. Okay, anyway, so getting up, we'll try the tea, and nobody make any nasty comments. So, the question over here is, according to this lashon, yayin, according to Rabbi Elchanan, it will help if you do the hasiva for the yayin, even. Whereas Rav was saying it won't even help if you do hasiva for yayin, because yayin is be'etzem, not something which is koveya. Even though, and as we go according to the first lashon on the Rabbi Elchanan, yayin requires hasiva. There's a very interesting point in Tosafot, which is that many people have the minhag to say havdalah standing. But if you say havdalah standing, then lechora the birkat hayayin is not something that anyone else will be yotze, because there's no kviud, and therefore you're not going to be able to be motzi the misubim, so to speak, the chiyuv of yayin. And therefore he says it's a tov lamavdil v'gam l'shomim sheyeshvu b'shat havdalah. It's better to be sitting, that then it becomes a kviud, and then he can part to them. Shinkan, if you're standing, okay, this, of course, has to do with a lot of the questions that we didn't go into La Locha before, which is, to what extent can you artificially create kviud by occasions? Well, but in fact, I sit down for Havdalah because of this. But Lamaisa, I mean, that's clearly not the way most people do it.
This would be in the Kiddush. The Chassidim have the minhag to stand for all the Kiddush.
Well, yes and no, because Kiddush has to do very much with the Se'uda per se. That's why it needs to be Dafke B'makom Se'uda, whereas Havdalah has no Kviud whatsoever. So it's not really completely comparable.
In the first lesson over here, it says, Loboy Hasiba, meaning one can Mavorek for
even
everybody
without
and the other one, it doesn't even help.
Right. So those are the extremes.
Right, okay.
Yeah. Ketzad Seder, some have the Girsi HaSeuda. What is the Seder of a Seuda? Orchim Nechdasim V'Yoshvim Agal Beis Avsalim. Now what they used to have, they would have an entry hall in which they were served drinks. And as after everyone finally arrived and all the gossiping was over, they would move into the main hall. So in this temporary entrance way, or in the chosin's tish, so to speak, that type of situation. So the orchim do not lie down, they just sit on safsalim or katidraot, and they sit down on the couches, achi kansu kulam, and wait around until everybody's there. Haviu lahem mayim, at that point, before giving out drinks, they would give everyone mitzara kavod, water, to wash their hands with. Now it's very interesting that there's three Tosfos in one year, one in Pesachim and one in Chagiga, and each Tosfos gives another explanation as to why this is true, why they would do this. Here Tosfos says the union is the kavod of the bracha, and another place Tosfos says it's because of nikiyut. The person should not be handling food with hands that haven't been cleaned. No, only one hand. In other words, bedat get to make it not netilat yadayim, and to show a special netilat yadayim for when the actual food would be brought, the hand that would hold the cup was washed. So again, it's kavod for the bracha, or nikiyut around food, or, as this elsewhere suggests, that it's a dinin tum'ah, in the same way that we're careful around liquids, not to have hands that have not been natul, because of the fact that if there's liquid on the back of the coast, it'll be metame. We're careful not to create that kind of situation. That's why we don't eat wet perot, let's say, without washing our hands. Okay? Same idea. You need to do netilat yadayim when you have it. In order to avoid any questions of gasut haruach, because the Gemara says elsewhere that it's considered to be migase haruach, someone who washes his hands, where there's no absolute chiyuv to wash your hands. Tosfos says, since it's only one hand, there's no problem with gasut haruach, because he's vedavka showing that he's not trying to be machmir. And this is a kavod issue.
What about this, some people that wash before both water and just the netilat yadayim and say?
That's a different question. That's a question lagabe hafsaka. In other words, the question: what's adif, to do the long washing process between by the time you get everybody back to the table again, your kiddush is already mufsak from your seudah, or to have a birkat hayayin, which is not really a hefsek between the netilat yadayim and the bracha, because after all, it's Litzarach Seudah, and so on. So the minhag became in this, among the Yekesha communities particularly, but they do this in other places as well. Yeah. It's interesting. In Tells, they do it as well for the whole yeshiva, because they found it just took forever till everybody would wash. It was ridiculous. So what they did is everybody washes. One person who is the Mevarech HaHayayin and Alapat, he says Kiddush, washes on the spot, because he has water there, and then makes the bracha of Hamotzi to be Motzi everyone. That way there's no Hafsak at all. But that's really not the gear of this issue. Okay, and there, kol echad v'echad mevorech la'atzmo. There's no kviyut, everybody's milling around. Everybody makes a bracha for himself on whatever wine that he brings. Then, alu, they go up to the central hall, and there has sevu. Then they bring water, even though previously there was already netil of one hand. You don't do netilat yadayim in two parts. So you do now the entire netilat yadayim, notoshta yadav, you make your bracha and so on for the bread. At this point, bolehem yayin. Now, even though previously everyone had been mevorech le'atzmo, but now we're in a new place. Certainly, shinui makom is a hefsek for the bracha, and this is certainly not the yayin shelifnei hasuda in the opening. In other words, what they drank at the chosin's tish wasn't the yayin shelifnei hasuda, as Rashi points out. It's this wine that is now the yayin shelifnei hasuda, because it's here that they're going to be eating. And therefore, one can be mevorech lekulam. Now, this is problematic. I mean, la'ech lishon d'yom rav loshanu elapat debay hasiva. The first loshon that Rav was only saying you don't require the hasiva for the yayin, the yayin lobay hasiva. So, I mean, you have a problem over here with the reisha, because the reisha says that even though you're in the chosin's tish room and everybody's together, that the din is each one makes a bracha themselves. Or why would that be? Since according to Rav in this lashon, you don't need to have a kviyut. Well, no, that's different. Is it because shani orchim the datayu lemeikar? It's a whole different situation. We're talking here about a case in which everyone's presence in the room is specifically a wandering around presence. This is a party. So if we're here in this room temporarily, we intend to go into the main hall. That for sure, I mean, that's like the antithesis of kviyut. It's one thing to say you don't need to be meisev in order to have a kviyut, but you're certainly not going to say that where everyone's dat is not to be kavua, that that's going to be kavua. So that's no question. This case is a very particular case. Now, according to the other lashon, which Rav is saying that it won't even help haseva for yayin, lo shara elapate mahani le haseva. Mashen ken yayin, it won't even help to be meisev because it's no kviut. So there you've got kashya seifa. What do you do about the fact that it says the ferush over there that once they come into the main hall and there everybody's sitting down, one person makes bracha for everybody? No, that's also a unique case because they're sitting down not for yayin, they're sitting down for a seuda. They're going to make a motzi lechem in haaretz. I mean, they're waiting for the chassan to come in and then he's going to make a motzi. So meanwhile, they're drinking the wine. So shani hatam the migu de kama ani le yasev ala pad ma ani le yasev ala yayin. Of course, once already you're being masive for a seuda which is kavua on pad, then that hasava helps for the yayin as well. We spoke about this before while you were busy preparing for my teiva and hanos. So of course, I won't complain. But the fact is that yes, where there's a heter for echad mevarech lekulam, there's an inyan specifically for echad mevarech lekulam. No, of course not. It's only a din in the ahidur because of the covered malachim. That's in the Brovam question, but not, it's not a din in the bracha per se. However, the question's the other way. If Chazal were not kiveya to echad mevarech lechaveray, right? The question is, what happens over there? Can someone be motzi yidei chavero or bracha where he wasn't included? In fact, the Tosis over here has a problem with this. He brings Rabbeinu Elchanan, but it makes no sense for people to do a bracha in this way, to be motzi others, because you won't even be yotze. You won't be yotze if you're kat chavero.
Which brachas?
Whatever it is, the yayin and the... Excuse me, in a case where you're not supposed to be motzi yidei chavero, of course the same thing would be, and this is something that is known all over, people do, for someone who makes an alamifyon for somebody else, if there's no kviyut. And it should be the same as this. In fact, we don't paskin like that, Rabbeinu Elchanan. I mean, the truth is that if someone made a bracha for someone else, he would be yotze, b'diavad, and the Achronim suggest that because of the laxity in the Al HaMechya, that one should specifically, yes, make a bracha for others.
People don't know it so well.
Because people don't really know it, and therefore they'll skip it, or they forget it. Although, Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah brings that it's best, because of the Shita, mm-hmm. it's best to say it along, at least with the other guy. In other words, even if you need the other person, because you don't know the Girsa so well. Mm-hmm. So it's better for each person to mutter it along with him, if possible.
And therefore not to be yaitre with him. So
right. Okay. Just to use him as a template for your own bracha.
That point would be with whoever, whatever one would want, either to be a...
You could choose, exactly. Yeah, that's right. So, and I'm just pointing out that this has application even in halacha and Rabbi Nachman. It's because in terms of being machmir, certainly could die to be machmir. I mean, there's also the other issues, you know, with the alamich of it, but the questions of the shiur, whether you had a shiur, not have a shiur. You say, okay, over there, you said it's not a suffix, you want to make sure that you're yotzi, even though you don't think you had enough, or you didn't eat fast enough, or whatever the case is.
You call the idea of a kiddush.
The kiddush has so many problems associated with it, which we will get to in the brief review. We said we're going to do a quick review of the dinner pata baba kisnin. I think it's very important to... Because it raises a lot of the issues, not only about these mezonos, supposed mezonos rules, but also bichlal about the problem of eating crackers and things like that at a kiddush without netilat yadayim or birkat hamazon. So we'll spend a few minutes after the daf today. Balem yain betoch hamazon. Shalu et ben zoma. Mipnei ma amru balehem yain. This doesn't really make any sense, but we just got finished saying that there's more of a kviut in the middle of a meal than there would be before a meal. That was just the answer to the last question that we had. And now you're telling me in the Mishnah, well, actually, in the middle of a meal, it would be best for each person to make his own bracha. Why would that be? It's very simple. People are chewing. And if you make a bracha and somebody chokes to death saying amen, you're not going to be too happy about that, will you? So it's best for each person to make his own bracha. And here, actually, this question is whether Rabbeinu Elchanan puts in his halacha, because l'maisa, there's a mashmaut that does bring from the Yerushalmi, that in a case where you stop everyone and you say, Savrei Maranan V'Rabbanan, you know, so everybody now stops eating. They're forewarned that a bracha is coming, as opposed to suddenly somebody making a bracha in the middle. But over there perhaps is no problem, because an adarab, it becomes now a mila to hear the bracha, especially if it's the Baal HaBayit, because the Baal HaBayit, everybody used to be, once upon a time, people were actually mechabed, the balabayit, and would be quiet at a table. Nowadays, people don't even know what that means. No, it's astounding. I mean, I have watched the Yerida and Derech Eretz in this issue. It's one of my pet peeves. But I mean, you can, sitting there with guests at your table, and you have to beg them to shut up. So you can say, sing a niggun or say a dvarta, whatever. I mean, carry on with your little conversation. Astonishing. But at the time of Tosfos, they still had a little bit of their heritage. And so the Baal HaBayit would say, I'm about to make a bracha, everybody be quiet. In which case, there would be no problem over here. This is where the Rabbeinu Ochanan gets into the question of whether if you try to make a bracha in a case where it doesn't work, so then you won't even be Yotze. That's where he questions the reliability of this this din in the Tosfos. Vuhu Omer al Hamugmar, and the same person who made that bracha on the Yayin Leachar Hamazon, he's the one that should say the bracha on the Mugmar, which is brought after the Su'udah. That was the next piece that we had in the Mishnah. Now, if I need to be told that, obviously he's not the guy I would have originally selected for such a thing, correct? In other words, he's not the most important person to say that. He's not the Baal HaBayit, it's whoever he is. So if that's the case, apparently there's someone better than him to make the bracha. Nonetheless, he's making the bracha. Now the Gra takes out the next piece. He takes all of that out because it's actually not nogea here. All that we're talking about, brachaba, the netilat yadayim b'achrona, was only a siman, as we'll see in a moment. We're only being medayik over here, that having done a mitzvah as part of the Seder HaSu'udah, we're not questioning why you were selected. You were selected because the Baal HaBayit liked you. Because he owed you money. Because you're pretty. Who cares? Whatever the reason is, that's why you were selected. The question is, what now is the reason that we keep rolling along in this way in which it's particularly him. So here we say, Misaye Leil Rav, Dom Rav Chia Bar Ashi, Amar Rav, HaNotel Yadav Tchila Bachrona, Hum Izuman Lebracha. That the way in which we indicate that a person is aimed to do a mitzvah is essentially by giving him a kedima to a mitzvah before, and that's an indication that he's mukdam to a mitzvah later. So the way in which politely to suggest that someone should be mevorech is to allow him to be the first one to be mevorech netilat yadayim, and that shows that he's the one that is going to be mevorech on the mazon. Actually, Rav and Rabbi Chia were both sitting there at Rabbi's table. Aviat vekamed the Rabbi b'seudata. Omele Rabbi l'Rav. So Rabbi said to Rav, Kum Mashiachcha, get up and wash your hands. So Rav Chia noticed that Rav was just looking white as a sheet. He's trembling. Chazidav Mirtat. He realized that Rav took this as a put down. Mm-hmm. And that Rebbe was telling him, listen, you slob, will you wash your hand? Look how you're eating. Something like that. You know, so that he meant it, that he should be aware that he's not a mensch. That he, Rav Chia said to him, he's trying to tell you to get ready to bench for the tzibur, so he told you to wash your hands first. So once that's true, then already that person would be the one that would all, since this is the way we're mechaved him with the mitzvahs that follow the Birkat HaMazon as well, which would be the mugmar, which finish things off with a good smell.
What is it called,
Barpachte? Barpachte means the son of Gidolim. They always called him that, especially when it was in occasions when he was nervous.
Which water is this? My Machroni?
My Machroni, yeah. Omer Bizera Omarov Bar Yirmiyah.
Kumla comes before Birkat HaMazon?
No, we're talking over here about Akhrev, the Akhrev Birkat HaMazon. This is the Apapi. Here it says Apapi She'en Mevin Et HaMugmar Elo Le'achar HaSe'udah. The Yachar HaSe'udah means the Achar Birkat HaMazon. Mishnah speaks that at the Firush that we had yesterday.
So the guy who was in Mavara is the one who's in Mavara
on the Mugmar as well. Yeah. Omer Abizei Rama Rabba Bar Yirmiyah Me'imatay Mevarachim Al Hareach Misha ta'ale timrato. Well, you know, I forgot to mention to you yesterday, it's just a very cute... you notice, in such a chaval, I forgot, but I can't resist interrupting. Yesterday we had a case of Rabbi Yehuda, who was trying to get his daughter married off, his son married off to the daughter of Rabbi Yehuda bar Chaviva, which proves that you can marry someone with the same name, exactly, whose father is the same. This is a whole question. Can you marry? This is the Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, of course, part of his savaz. Don't marry someone who has the same name as your father. And right here, smack bang in the Gemara, it's exactly the case. He was trying to get to marry off his son. Someone who had the same name, the father had the same name as the husband. So in fact, many bring this as a raya that the Rabbi HaChassid was only said as a special inyanim of Chassidus, his own family, that he knew that they needed particular tikkunim. It's not meant to be taken as a general rule. Okay, others learn that the Akbar was only on that Chosim has the same name, meaning the same name and same father's name. It's not about his personal name. Okay, I couldn't resist, sorry. It was so no gear, because it comes up all the time. People are very makbid. Reb Shlomo Zalman would tell people not to be makbid. It's a terrible story that I was witness to, which was, my daughter's best friend was Chavi Mendelbaum. So when she got engaged, she got engaged to someone who was the same name as her father.
Really?
They went to ask Reb Shlomo Zalman.
His first name or the first name. Second?
First name. Okay, it could be even, it was a two name similarity. So they went to ask Reb Shlomo Zalman, and Reb Shlomo Zalman passed him that it's perfectly all right, not a problem. So she got engaged. Next morning, her father dropped dead of a heart attack. A young man, Mamish. And of course, the family blamed themselves that they did this, and they were the ones that, people get into that kind of thing. Carla's father.
You know,
what
about the mother?
He speaks about that. I mean, people are mocked, but it's one thing. This is the main issue.
Who died?
Yehuda, he was nifter later. That's a different story. This is Yehuda from Telston. Cecil's husband. So my father's etzal was in the country at that time. You have to be in the country for a simple dance. I remember what it was. And he heard that they were doing this. They were blaming themselves. So he traveled special there. No, my father's etzal went to Telston there. It was a Talmud of his. So he went there and brought the whole thing up in the open and asked them whether are they ma'aminim in Torah. He says to them, "Are you ma'aminim in halacha? Did you ask a shayla?" To have that kind of feeling is minut v'apikursut. I mean, really, really. So of course,
so
mother's
feel
feeling guilty about feeling that way.
They feel better.
All better.
But it was a tough scene. Something like that happened.
First, what's the mother's name?
Yeah.
Let me start up.
True. They won't take the shit out of him in the first place. Yeah, they won't start.
There's no reason that the mother dies, then they can't name kids or its grandchildren after that one who died because the mother's still around, and so they wouldn't give her a name.
It's only for Ashkenazi.
Yeah.
It's a completely different issue. Okay, anyway. Continuing on here, Balayam Yain B'Toch. Oh, so we got up to already the two dots. Omer Rabbi Zera, Omer Rabbi. No, we did that. Sorry, no, that's where up to. Omer Rabbi Zera, Omer Rabbi Bar Yirmiyah. And Me'ematay Mevarchim Al Hareyah. So we talked about the bracha and the mugmar. What point does one make a bracha on the mugmar? Misha Ta'alet Imrato. From the point that it starts to smoke. At that point, you already make the bracha, which means that you haven't even smelled it yet, necessarily. You're on the other end of the room. Omalei Rebbe Zeir L'Rova Bar Yirmiyah, why would he do that? He hasn't smelled it, has he? Omalei, I don't get, what kind of stupid question is that? It's made before you ate it, so why am I going to wait? So Motzi Lechem Min Haaretz, Mevorech, Lo Achal, Ela Daite L'Meichal, the point is you make the bracha when you are about to eat it, so why is the same thing over here? Hokanami Daite L'Aruchek. Not the mice. I mean, what was the question?
Well, there's a difference between you over right your hand, your mouth, in your mouth, and you have to wait for the smoke to get to you.
You smoke, it'll ever get there.
David, everything is push it. This is a big kirsch of the tzlach. No, listen. Again, not everyone was zeichet to have in his base on that kirsch. David, they had the right answers. Okay, but indeed, that's the tzlach that gives that answer. When you have something in your hand already, so. You know, the reyach is not, it's not in your hand to do. Om Rav Chiya Bereda Abba Bar Nachmeni Om Rav Chista Merab Barmel Om Rav Chista Merzeiri Kol HaMugmarot Mevorchin Alayim Boreyat Tzei B'Samim. Lamaisa, the Mugmarot are made out of various type of woods that are burned. And you would therefore make a Boreyat Tzei B'Samim unless you're actually burning musk. And the Chutzmi Musk. And that, because it comes from an animal, obviously you're not going to say borei atzei b'samim. So there, it's a shemen chaya, shemen vorchin alav borei minei b'samim. So the b'samim has a smell. Meitele, in b'vorchin borei atzei b'samim ela al ha'afar simon, shel beit rebi, v'al ha'afar simon, shel beit kesar, v'al ha'adas, shebechol makom. Generally speaking, we will not make a bracha of atzei b'samim, unless it's something that is very chashuv, and the eitz itself is the carrier of the smell, and it doesn't require any other elements of the tree with it. But generally speaking, and that includes hadas, but generally speaking, we would not make a bracha on the eitz of everything.
The question is, in the Beit HaMikdash, when they had the Ktoret, the whole, yes. They say the whole city smells the...
We'll talk about those issues of making a bracha where you don't have kavana for that, but we'll get to them. In any event, Tiyufta. Now, Tosis brings that the obviously the Bahag did not have a girsa Tiyufta, and his girsa was that they answered, and when it says here, Hadas, Hadas is a model. Hadas b'chol d'dami like. In other words, what doesn't mean that? Why is Dafka Hadas? Anything similar to Hadas? In other words, anything which is grown particularly for its Reyach, that's the issue. So it's not a question of whether you need other things with it or not. It's a shaila of whether the main purpose of planting this thing is for Reyach. And a Afar Simon as well. The Chosh of Afar Simon was made to be burned rather than to be pressed.
I think whether it's goes up in smoke, is that a change from its eights?
Yes, that's the point. That Tosu says that's the whole Kiddush. Even though at the time that you smell it, the eights is no longer here, so you would say, why would I make borei atzei b'samim? But since this is the main purpose of it, that's why these are unique. They're made to be burned as incense, and therefore that is their actual hanot. And so maybe we make a broch of the eights, even though at this point the eights is no longer here.
When you say eights, this is hadas, eights and leaves is the same thing.
Yeah, but the eights itself is what's burned, and really? It was mefik to this smell.
And that's what it really gives us?
Yeah, I mean, we don't use a mugmar. We're smelling something that isn't burning. Omalei Rav Chisla, Rav Yitzchak. Hai mashka the afar simon. How about afar simon oil? What would you be mevorach if you're smelling it? This was basically from Yericho. As a matter of fact, they used to call Yericho. Yericho, Rashi says, was called Al Shem HaReach, which of course is expressed in the Reach HaKtoret. It could be smelled all over Yericho. That's what it's under the Yericho, right? So he made the bracha there for Al Shem Eretz Yisrael, because after all, the Chashivut of Yericho is a very important. Chelik of Eretz Yisrael, for casinos, for giving away, things like that. So Amalei, bar minaid Rav Yehuda, forget about Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda, you can't bring a riot from him. The Chaviva le'Eretz Yisrael. To him, Eretz Yisrael is so important, he sticks it in wherever you can. So he makes a bracha, Bori Hashem and Artzenu. We're not talking about the far right over here, we're talking about L'Kulei Alma. So L'Kulei Alma, my, what would regular people say? Say bracha on sweet smelling oil.
Do we know what that oil is?
No, it's not clear exactly. It's very, very not clear. A major cash thing, and it isn't clear exactly what tree it was. Omer Avada Barava, Hai Kasharta Mivorchin Aluye Bore Atse Bisamim. This is Koshet, what we call Koshet. So it's a bore atse besamim, but when we make oil with what? How do you say kosher?
Kosher means from the ktoras.
Yeah, I don't know what the English word is. Abu mashta kavisha lo. If you put oil that has kosher in it, it gives a smell to the oil. You do not make a bracha because you're not really making the bracha on that which is in the oil. Make it on the oil, but the oil really it doesn't have an ikker. In other words, the smell is not coming from the oil, it's something that's been absorbed. So you wouldn't make a bracha in that case. There's a big machlok, but that's how Rashi learns it. And he understands the next piece of Rav Kahana Amar, Afilu Mashka Kavisha, Avu Mashka Tchina Lo, that if you have the shemen that has the actual, you know, like the worm at the bottom of the tequila bottle, you know. So somewhere in there you've got some kosher at the bottom. There you would. But if it's tchina, in other words, it was ground up kosher, then if you put it in the shemen briefly, that's why they grind it, because that could be sitting in there. In other words, they want to have a quick flow of oil over these things to gather smell, and they market this, you know, cheapo perfumes, like toilet water kind of thing. That's not choshev enough to absorb the smell. Now, Tosfos says that he was mekabel from his rabbeim, you're going to love this one, that this actually is referring to tchina.
Oh my.
What we call tchina.
And ate that in France?
Apparently, and they had a minhag that they would put sumsum together with all types of sweet-smelling things, rose water or afarsimon and so on. The sumsum would absorb the smell. Okay. So when it says over here tchina, they really mean tchina. And so in other words, they would use the oil of the tchina, and the oil would be a thing that had smell in it that they had absorbed. So then they would put the atse besamim together with that. And when it was only tchina, it wasn't the sumsum itself that had been sitting together for a long time. So that didn't absorb that much smell, and that would be more sesame-like than actual smell. But it's a very completely different way of looking at it. Now, Dayamri Afilu Mashka Tchina, even Mashka Tchina is enough. And of course, this is very nogea, the question of perfume, what we call perfume. As the Shaila is over here, if you're learning that the question revolves around a Reach She'en Lo Ikar, whether the absorbed reach into some other matrix is considered to be an actual perfume, then one way of understanding the machlokas over here would be whether we say that the bracha of reach was made on a substance that smells, or whether the bracha of reach was made on smell. The fact that we identify the substance in the bracha very carefully, or yisvei b'samim, atzei b'samim, shemen arev, implies that it's nogea the substance. If it's nogea the substance, then when I'm able to encapsulate the smell in something else, then maybe that's the sheet of those who hold. But that's not what the bracha was for. The bracha was for the smell when the substance is here. In which case, we wouldn't make a bracha on something that carries smell from something else, unless there's actually some of it that's actually there.
Such as a beautiful woman with perfume in it, an elevator.
No, that's even less. I mean, you seem to be focusing on a beautiful woman, not on the smell. Otherwise, it could be a dog that has the perfume on it. You had to say a beautiful woman, and if the beautiful woman wasn't beautiful, she wouldn't use the same perfume. Maybe she would even want more of the perfume. That, the next shaila is, What about babies that are drinking Similac? Do they have to make a brach on the Similac? Omarav, hi Similac. That actually wasn't the pshat. It was actually... So the Similac, Rashi says, is jasmine, is jasmine, but what he describes is not jasmine. He describes, what we call jasmine anyway, he describes a plant which has three rows of leaves, each one of which sprouts also three of these flowers, and that's what smells. I don't know exactly what that would be. Omrav Chanan el Omrav. How do they translate that in your English? Similac. They say jasmine?
Jasmine, and on the bottom it says Rashi.
Okay, like that's it clearly.
Do you have anything for kosht?
Koshent?
Kostas.
Rashi also mentions jasmine, not the same thing he mentions by Chumash, by Yaakov.
Yeah, sigli. But over there it's sigli. I mean, over here we talk about sigli separately.
But
with Reuven. Rashi brings it was called aspig. I know that I've seen that word in English too, but I don't know. He says from the besamim of the Keturahs, it's shibolet nerd. And the point that's important over here, which is fascinating, is that this was a plant, not a tree. And nonetheless, you say borei atzei besamim, which is interesting. The reason being that the criteria that define tree in terms of bracha, or that define tree botanically, or that define tree for the bracha of the peirot, are completely different. And the Gemara brings a raya over here that what we're interested in eitz is not ilan. When it comes to the birchat bisamim, we're interested in something hard as wood. Something that's hard as eitz is called atzei bisamim. Not because it's a tree, a whole fascinating thing, but rather wood of both, literal wood. So therefore, the raya is mikra, now, pishtim is not really eitz. However, because it has these hard givolim, we refer to it to pishtei ha'eitz. In which case, this chalfidiyama also has these hard givolim, pods that are hard like eitz, and therefore we make a bracha on eitzim.
Back in Yericho.
Hmm?
Yericho.
Yeah. Hi, Narkum de Gnunita. What's your
Narkum?
Rashi says it's the Chavatzelat Hasharon, but the question is,
rose or lily?
Lily is the way they are, but it's hard to make it. They say it's a narkis. Mivorchen alayu borei atzei besamim, but that's because it's in the gan. If it's in the dabra, there it's borei ispei v'samim. Over there, when it grows wild, it's more like an asev rather than a cultivated tree. Om Rav Sheshes Hani Sigli, mevorchen al borei ispei v'samim. A sigli is very... Rashi brings here violets.
Violets.
Yeah. So, but then, our violets don't... Yes, sigo. But our violets are not exactly v'samim, so... Omer Bar Zutra, Haiman Dumurach Betrogo, the Chavusha, you want to smell an etrog, or a quince. So you say, Baruch Shenatan Reach Tov Bepeirot. Now it's very important, as that Tosfos says, that this is only when you're specifically smelling from them, not when you're happening, I mean, you were going to eat them, and you maybe you get the smell. Over there, the Kavana is eating. Some Achronim take the Tosfos, like Huzza Chazanish, so far that they hold that unless it's miyuchet for smelling, it's not considered to be in essence a smell, and therefore the fact that you happen to take one to smell and then put it back to eat, you know, later in the pile of fruit and so on, even that wouldn't be koveya it for smells, and you shouldn't make a brocha of reach tov b'peirot on it. Omer Rav Yehuda, and here's one that's nogea today. Ay man de nafik biyume nisan. Somebody goes out during Nisan, V'chazi ilani dekom alav levein, he sees these blossoming trees. Omer baruch shaloch yiser bo olamo klum, ubara bo briot tovot v'ilanot tovot, lehitna'ot, or the girsa that we have is lehanot behen b'nei adam. And here are all kinds of questions. First of all, is it dafke yume nisan, or is it just that diber hat kakatuv behoveh? Would this be true in Australia? It's much. How about in New Zealand? So is it a Nisan halacha? That's the question. It just means for at the time when Ilanot or Malavlevin, Al Pi Kabbalah, the Chida brings that it's Miyuchad, the broken basket of Nisan. But in terms of the poskim who are not interested in the Kabbalistic elements, it's just
anytime.
The next question is, it says Ilani. Is that Lashon Rabin? Is that two Ilanot minimum? But you can't make this bracha on a single Ilan. Some indeed paskin that way, so it's certainly kedai to make sure you have two ilanot. The other question is whether the hanot behen b'nei adam means full hana'a, which is ultimately to eat them. And you know the way people are, join the army, see the world, and then kill everybody, you know, that kind of thing. Very good. I mean, you're going to see these nice fruits, and then you're going to eat them.
Well, I mean,
yeah.
No, I mean,
it's being a little facetious.
But you can just enjoy the trees that are flowering.
So that's the shaila, is the bracha kavua davka on things where la not ben b'nei adam, since the fruit, in other words, my usage of the tree, where this is not the etzim of la not ben b'nei adam. Where I have a tree, which I understand is made for the tzorech of achila, is the way I look at it, the way we look at all the things in the world. It's a reina fashad rabot
v'chesronan.
No. So therefore I say, look, I mean, it would be just as easy for God to supply our needs with, you know, processed bugs. I mean, the fact that we have these beautiful fruit, and not only that, but adding all these delicious smells is not just for the bees, it's for the birds and the people as well. So, Mamela, we're Mavoyafan, but that would mean that you should choose Dafka and Elon that you're going to be able to eat. If it's something that isn't Roy for eating, so then it wouldn't be a good thing to make this bracha, huh? Which is why many people do not make the bracha on the tree that flowers at the corner of Rehov Beit El and, you know, as it turns out, that orange tree. A, because it's only one tree. B, because anybody who's tried those oranges has found them to be extremely sour and inedible. Such a shame, because the entire block smells of that.
It's Haiman the Nafi. If you should have
a pond. Excellent. I'm telling you, our David is nobody like that's the shame. Haiman the Nafi. What is the meaning of Haiman the Nafi? Many are medayik from here that there's no Indian to go out and to search for trees.
Because people do.
Yeah, people do. If you happen to see the tree, so then there's an Indian to make this profit. Again, of course, the Kabbalists are very big on this profit. Keeps bringing yonim. Well, that's because they only have one tree in the Hebron.
So,
furthermore, the shalas can't be smelled in the Hebron.
Is there any
Not going to say that. I mean, I know that there are those who do it. Could be there's an ELP couple there too. Botanical garden has a special. Special for the brothel. Brothel garden.
Do they have fruit trees?
Yes, they do have fruit trees.
Is that
a
good?
Since you're always carrying your dafyomi with you, all you need to remember is that if you say la'anot instead of late now.
It's on mag, from Mugman, right?
For what?
Mugman.
Oh, for Mugman. Beautiful. Great. Never forget that one. Omar Rav Zudra Bar Tuvi Amarav Minayin Shebevorchin Al HaReach. How do you know that you need to make a broch on the Reach? Shenamar Kol HaNishama Tahalelka Ezeo Davash HaNishama Nehenet Mimenu Ven HaGuf Nehenet Mimenu. You're talking about something where you don't have a physical pleasure. It doesn't add anything to your body. But nonetheless, you have a mental pleasure. Ave Omer Zehareach. Question is whether do animals enjoy the smell? They just smell the smell. those who want to say that neshama is dafka neshama and is not neshima have a big question of animal consciousness raised in this Gemara. But obviously they smell it or it wouldn't be there. The question is, do they enjoy it? And anybody who's watched a cat with it knows not only they enjoy it, I mean it's almost
give me some of that stuff.
Absolutely.
I
want to
try.
So
since this is the smell and not the goose, this takes out five.
It's not smell.
So the shaila is here, why do we need a riot? Didn't we say before that Asurla and Not Melamazet? I'm waiting for David's response.
I didn't ask that one. I was thinking that.
And there's a beautiful pshat that somebody I wanted to say, a beautiful chap. One of the lashonos of the Gemara before was Kolan and Emi Olamazet Bli Bracha Ki Ilu Ma'al. But the din is there's no Elon Rea. So if you smell something good in the Beit HaMikdash, there's no Isur Elon. The Melar, I need a Raya, that even on this you need a Bracha. The Omar of Zutra Batuvia, Omar Rav, Atidin Bachurei Yisrael, She Yitnu Reach Tov Kalavanon. Shema Yelchu Yom Kotav V'yi Kezayit Hodo V'reach Lo Kelevanon. So referring to the children of Yisrael, and that will have the smell of the Levanon, of the beautiful forest.
That's the Beit HaMikdash, though, isn't it?
Well, it's a remiss to the Beit HaMikdash, but it means Kipshuto as well. Omar Merv Zutra Bartuvi Omarav Maivektiv Takola Asa Yafe B'Ito V'lai Mishikol Achad V'Achad Yipelo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Umnuto B'Fanav. Everybody's got a different eight in the world. People have to do different things at different times. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made all those things good for the proper place, which means that a person who's doing something that you couldn't imagine doing for your life, that person actually enjoys it. And so whatever he's doing, that's the umanut that he enjoys. He feels fulfilled from it. Omer Papa Haina de Amri Inchi. You know, there's a common saying like that. Rav Papa often, by the way, brings common sayings, which we said was part of his Papa attitude. Papa being two mouths. There's two things that Rav Papa does consistently throughout Shas. He brings two Lashinas of Brachas that says it's best to use both. Or two piskei halachas, it says best to do both. Navdino letarvaya. He always has to do both, and that's Papa. And he also always brings a common saying for something that the Gemara has asserted to show that it has two makaras. So what he does over here is people say, Tlale kura ledover acher v'yodi de'avid. Yes, indeed, give the little piggy a piece of nice, clean kura around its neck, and it'll take care of it in its own way, meaning it'll go right over to the cesspool and roll around, because to him, that's kishmak. The Omer of Zutra Bartuvi Omerav, Avuka Kishnai, if you're holding a torch, that's like two people. The Yareach, once we're on the topic of Yericho and Reach, Yareach Kishlosha, the moon, is like three people. Now, of course, the only thing that this could be referring to would be the question of Shedim. Mm-hmm. So for Shedim, there's an afkamina, whether you're alone, you're two people, you're three people. So our question is, when we say Avuka Kishnayim, does that include a person who's carrying a torch, you and me is two? Of course, it's one of the things you're supposed to say for a shade when you hear one. Mm-hmm. You say, oh, well, you and me, that's two. And of course, if the shade says, yeah, well, you and me, that's three as well. In any event, we'll wait for itself. But the question is it two, or is the Avuk itself two? And then with him, it's three. Well, Tashma. It says the moon is like three. Now, if the moon is like three together with you, then it makes sense. But if you're going to tell me the moon is three without you, so then why do I need four? There's never an Afkamina of four. Arba Lamali.
Trying to avoid pairs?
What?
We're trying to avoid pairs here?
No, we're trying to avoid bad fairies, not fairies.
Pairs.
Fairies. Shadim.
No, pairs.
So there's no point in having four. The shade will appear and hurt an individual alone. And if you don't like meeting one of these things on the road, then you can have the moon. But there's no point in four. Clearly, the avuka with you is two. Your reyak with you is three. And some say it was Rav Yochanan Mishum Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Noach lo la'adam she'apilat zmalatoch kivshan ha'esh v'ayalbim b'nei chaveiro v'rabim min nalan mitamar she'amahim mutzeit. Why did Tamar, who was about to be killed, not save her life by openly saying that it was all Yehuda's fault? That's outrageous. Suppose Yehuda wouldn't have recognized the Simani, or suppose he wouldn't have wanted to admit that it was him. So she was going to allow herself to be killed. What right does she have to allow herself to be killed? What's more important for her to be killed? From here you see that indeed it's not Lalam Shiapalat's Mala Tokif Shanaish, which is what they were going to say. So it's better to be burned to death than to embarrass someone else in order to get out. The question is, why isn't it included in the three big sins? So it is included. It's included under the din of, since it's malbin panav, it's shvichut amim, because it takes the blood away from his face. We include it under malbin panim, and under ritzicha. Tana rabbanu. Heviu lefanav shemen v'hadas. Beit Shammai omrim, mevarech al ha-shemen v'achar kach mevarech al ha-hadas. Ubeit Hillel omrim, mevarech al ha-hadas, v'achar kach mevarech al ha-shemen. The question over here is a question of kidima. In other words, we're at the end of the meal. We're about to use the shemen, which we talked about before. They like the shemen in order to clean their hands with the shemen. And the hadas they would use for the mugmar. So the shaila is the kidima. So do we go according to what's going to be used first, or do we go according to what's more chaviv? Apparently, the shaila has a lot of approaches in what this. It doesn't explain anywhere clearly what they're arguing in. But Beit Hillel says, look, since the hadas, we can take one of the pshatim, and the rishonim is that it's chaviv. So you're mevarech al hadas first, and then on a shemen. Says Rabbi Amliel, well, I want you to know, in this case, I am going to be machriya. And that way you don't have to say you're going like Beit Shammai, you're going to go like me, but I think Beit Shammai is right. Because look, when it comes to shemen, you basically have two things in the shemen. You have the smell of the oil, and you have the fact that the oil is an emollient, and you're using it for sikha. And therefore you're zocher both to the reyach and sikato. Whereas the hadas, all you're getting is the reyach. You're not getting the sikat hadas. Lo zechinu. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, halacha k'divrei ha-machriya. Well, that's the way we should pass it. Now, Rav Papa, ikla levei Rav Huna b'rei d'Rav Yicha, ayto l'kamayo shemen v'hadas, takes Rav Papa, he makes the bracha on the hadas like Beit Hillel. Then he goes and he makes a bracha on the shemen. So they asked him, lo sova l'mar halacha k'divrei ha-machriya, don't you agree that in this case we follow Rabbi Gamliel? Omar Lei, well, Rabbi says the halacha is like Beit Hillel, which was all a big fake. Lohi, I mean, he just wanted to get out of being caught. So, lishtamute nafshi with the avad, he wanted to get out of there fast before anybody would pin him to the ground. And, of course, Rava had very often said, I look at Beit Hillel. So, you know, I mean, that's true. And, you know, worry about it later. See you guys. I just remembered something at home. Tana Rabbanan, havil ifneim shemen v'yayin, beit shamayim rim ochez ha-shemen b'yimino, v'et ha-yayin b'smolo, mevarech al ha-shemen, v'chozer u'mevarech al hayayin. So the shemen, since he's going to be saying the bracha on the shemen first, so then he should hold it in his right hand. Shemen orech, the smell of the shemen over here. And then he makes the bracha on the yayin. Whereas Beit Hillel says, well, the yayin should be held in his right hand because he's going to make a bracha on the yayin first. So chezet hayayin b'yimino, et av shemen b'smalo, mevarech al hayayin, and only then al ha-shemen. And then when he finishes making his bracha, he should rub his bracha on the head of the shamash to clean them off. And that way, I mean, the good old shamash will have nice, you know, nice shiny hair. V'im shamash tamid chacham hu, Tarcho Bekotel. Now, if the Shamash himself is a Talmud Chacham, then he shouldn't rub it on the Talmud Chacham's hair. A Talmud Chacham should not walk out wearing perfume. Now, in those days, the only one who wore perfume were women. So, if somebody was wearing perfume, he was obviously being makris on himself as a woman. So, he was cruising. That didn't look very good for a Talmud Chacham. So, we should certainly not put something on the head of a Talmud Chacham. Turn her up on it. She... You mean the heckward truth? I like that approach.
He's a bit shy. He's a bit against.
I guess that's the only reason he got away with it.
His ancestors.
It's like Sharon and giving away the. I mean, you have to be from the other side in order to be able to get away with such a psak, no? There's six things which are improper for a Talmid Chacham. He should not go out wearing perfume. We'll see, this is referring to perfume not on his body, because on his body he could be wearing a deodorant, but perfume on his hair, which doesn't require deodorizing, or on his begodim. He shouldn't go out alone at night. You know, over here, they'll think that he's looking for some action, but in the normal way. And he should not be wearing messy shoes that are patched. He shouldn't be speaking with a woman, again, to avoid chashad. He shouldn't be sitting around with Amei Haaretz. Shouldn't it be the last one at the Beit HaMidrash? He shouldn't be walking in a long steps. And he shouldn't look, he shouldn't have his nose up in the air and be walking around like a balgaiba. That's only in places where homosexuality is common. So in Makom Shechushudim al Mishkav Zechor, his dressing up, so to speak, like a woman, because that would be wearing perfume, would automatically put him in that category. This is only if he's putting the smell on his clothing. So there it's an attractant. But begufo, if he's wearing this on his body, then of course the question is it's basically there as a deodorant against sweating.
If he's walking by with it on his body or his company, if he's walking with a smell around
it's probably much more smelly on the baguette, I think. The things that people wear are just on their skin that's covered by the clothing. Mokum Zeya would have to be in a place that would generally smell. It's a different type of pungency.
What does Zeya Ma'avra mean?
Similar in Zeya Ma'avra means that the Zeya is Me'aber, the smell. I don't like that pshat. I think the pshat is Zeya Ma'avra. This thing that he's putting on is there for Zeya Ma'avra to be Ma'avir at Zeya. Umre Papa, the Saro Kibigdo Dami, I think that his hair is like his baggage. Why would he be putting, of course that's why we're saying don't rub the oil into the hair of the shamash if the shamash is a Talmid Chacham. Again, for normal people, none of this is no gay. It's only Talmid Chacham. But no, seriously, it's only Talmid Chacham that people are koshed and so on. But a normal person, he doesn't have to walk around without bosom because people are going to be koshed. So but if he's a Talmid Chacham, we want to avoid this. So therefore, if it's his baggage, his hair, it says over here, is kebeged, therefore Taina is Rav Papa, it must be Saro kebigdo dami. But there are those who say that Lamais is no hakpada on Saro, and Saro is kegufa dami.
Even though that's why the previous thing is that
Now, the only time we say this is where a person doesn't have a Seder at night. If he has a Seder at night, where he goes out every night, same time, people get used to the idea that he's going to the Seder, not to the red light district. So if Kav Gviala then maybe I did the Lineka Azla. People, after a couple of years, maybe they'll finally figure out he's really going to his Seder, I mean, they claimed what kind of seder was it, for, you know, but finally somebody followed him. This is the Rabban puts it in general. A Talmid Chacham needs to be dressed well by definition, has to be clean by definition, can't have any stains on his begadim, can't have any patches, and so on. So therefore this is part of a general appearance issue. And anybody who doesn't do this, B'chal Shem Shammai and so on. But Rav Chiya Bar Abba, didn't Rav Chiya Bar Abba go out with a patch on his shoe once? We're talking about heavily patched. Tlai agavi tlai. I mean, the fact that a shoemaker patched a shoe is not a deny. But when we're somebody, it's just like a cheapo, and he's sitting there and he keeps, you know, like these sneakers that look like that they're a couple of decades off and so on. That's terrible. Lo amr el bepanta. This is only on the upper part of the shoe. On the gild, on the sole, let lanbar. We don't assume that people, I mean, even though disasters have happened on TV, as is well known from various vice, and where I think it was a vice president or president, the camera focused on the hole in his sole. Who was it? It was
Stevenson?
A long time ago. No, it was way before Gore. It could be Stevenson. It was Stevenson. It was terrible.
It wasn't the pants that was terrible.
Huh?
Just the hole.
It was a hole in the shoe, yeah. And Lamai said it was no hakbar at that time because it was the first years of TV. So nobody thought about it. Mm-hmm. It was mamish bizoyan. So he was sitting like this, you know, having a nice interview. They couldn't resist, you know, so focus on a hole or what else. So therefore, normally speaking, people don't know what's going on in your soul, you know. So the Gilda lit.
Although they claim they do.
Even when we're talking about the upper, it's only when people can see on your road. I mean, you want to wear your favorite old pair of slippers while you're smoking your pipe, that's your own business. But beta letlamba, in your house, you know, it's okay. Look, I mean, if a guy's putting on junky shoes to walk through the mud, nobody's going to be looking at how many patches there are in his shoes. I mean, all they see is a pile of mud. And we said, this has nothing to do with speaking with women. It has to do with people's chashash. And this is even of your own wife. Not everybody knows it's your own wife. So naturally, they're going to assume, aha. So he starts up with everybody, doesn't he?
It's not a woman, it's my wife.
Oh, right. We are that one, right? Tanya Nami Yochi. Afilo hi ishto, vafilo hi bito, vafilo hi akoto. Whatever it is. Lafishena ko bikiim bikrovota. Certainly nowadays that's the assumption, you know, especially when it's an older guy going around with
his niece.
You know, yeah. It's always. I'm going to talk about the looks I was getting in Ireland going around with my daughter. I see everybody saying, how did that old geezer get somebody else? The Al Yesev Bechaburaj Ame Aretz, my timer, Dilma Atilim Shurcha Batra. You don't want to be hanging around with Ame Aretz. You'll end up talking with them and thinking about the same things they think. You can end up like them. That's
so, try and be Makarim Ame Aretz?
It's another question. I mean, many that don't laugh about it. Many brought this until the Am was Machuria. You know, for many years they never allowed anybody to get involved in Kiur. Mm-hmm. Because
especially
like,
the guy that's going to pull you down.
Pull you down, yeah, exactly. I mentioned this before. It's the same thing. Any place where people have a desire to do mitzvahs, that's where it has to be controlled. I mean, it's mamish. Same thing with the daf yomi. It was exactly the same thing. You know, people that will put down a daf yomi. But, you know, if you're going to be doing it, you'll be doing it the way we tell you to do it. The same thing with this. What happened was originally, I don't know if you remember, I'm sure you remember that nobody was allowed to go to NCSY or to be mishtatef in these things. Finally, it became people sneaking out all the time, and half these people would go out for Shabbos to be Isaac in various kiruv. So Rav Meisher gave a tshuva, the famous 10% tshuva. Well, you're allowed to give 10% of your time to the Makarov people. Then already we'll start making the organizations, and we'll become the committee, the educational committee, and until finally the whole thing was ruined.
It's a whole industry.
It became an industry. When it became an industry, it was destroyed. Why not be the last one into the Beit HaMidrash? And the Korele Poshea, people say, well, that lazy no good, Nick. Everybody gets here first and he gets here last.
Someone's going to be last.
Huh?
Someone's going to be last.
Well, no, not necessarily. Not necessarily. In other words, it could be. Look, there's certainly a judgment to wait until people come in and then come in. Uh-huh. So this guy waits a little bit too long. He waits till everybody's there, but he's the last one, and that's not right. V'yeshomrim af lo yavsir psiagasa. There's another issue. The Amar Psiagasa notelet echad mechamesh meod bimor einav shel adam. Taking long steps is, and this of course, as we know today, is the reason that everybody has glasses, because they always play take three giant steps when they're kids, and so because of that their vision is destroyed. So taking a giant step takes away from or einav. Maita kante, how do you fix that? Simple. Make sure you drink the nighttime Kiddush of Shabbat. Best thing for your eyes, assuming that this was the problem. There may be other issues that are affecting your eyes, however.
But who doesn't drink Kiddush during the night?
Well, you know, so we drink from the coast. And,
this is not running Sea of Glasses, right?
No, no. It's taking big strides.
What's the Armstrong going
to
do?
Neil Armstrong. One giant
can't
and what about Komas Kufa? The Amar Mahalek be Komas Kufa afilo arba amot ki ilu dochek raglei hashchina. Tachtiv mlochal aretz kvodom. So here, I mean, I think it's the Marshal. I'm not 100% sure. Who says that the Adam is the Merkava for the Shchina, so to speak. Wherever he is, he can hope that he's on a darga, that the Shechina is al rosho. Sticks his nose up in the air, he's being dochek the Shechina. He's pushing in the wind. Nice metaphor. Very good. Let's just have that brief review, huh? Maybe since I'm keeping you here, no, it's really going to be brief. Since I'm keeping you here, I'll even include it in the Daf Yomi recording.